Some tips from one of the best whitetail hunters in the country, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight with Wayne Pearson.
When I started whitetail hunting years ago, we didn't have cameras like we have today. We didn't have all the optics that we have today. And we literally had to do it and had to get closer and had to try to pattern the wildlife. Of course, there's a lot less hunters then, and things have changed. I prefer still to do it the old way, to go scout, look for trails, look for feeding areas, look for where the deer are watering, where they're bedding, how they're routing themselves. And remember one thing, and this is very true, 90% of the game live in 10% of the area. If you can learn to figure out that 10% of the area, then you're going to be very successful. You're going to have a great hunt. And you'll find that deer prefer a route. And if something's different on that route, they see it. How many times have you come home after work and your better half has moved the furniture around the house? What's the first thing you recognize?
Yeah, I get it. The first thing he recognizes, where's the sofa? It was over in the corner. Now it's across the room.
Okay. Yes. If you go into a deer's habitat and you start cutting trees and you start moving things around and setting things up, you better give yourself some time for that deer to adjust, because they don't get big by being stupid.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.